When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly dose of K-pop. And I think it's just going to be K-pop. I don't know if there's any Genshin or anime to talk about this time.
I don't think so. Oh, I can mention because, a little bit of Genshin.
Okay.
Related to...
All right.
K-pop? No, I'm just kidding. I was like, related to K-pop still.
No, but we definitely have a lot of K-pop. And we got some big news. Usually, you know, we talk about your boys. And I'm talking not just about BTS anymore. Obviously, Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. Because there's some crazy Stray Kids news that just like came
dropped
out
yesterday
while we were at Medieval Times.
Yes.
Like literally. They will be having an encore for Maniac, their Maniac tour. So JYP is pulling a JYP, just like what they did with the Twice encore. And of course that means the encore will be in LA.
Yeah, but before they come to LA, they're doing Tokyo and Osaka again too.
When is it also? What about the Atlanta and Fort Worth show?
That one, I don't know, because it's not an encore.
Oh, but those it's the same.
It's still Maniac, but then it's considered like the postponed date.
No, but my question was, I guess, you said Osaka and everything.
That's in February.
Okay.
So they do the Japan and Osaka and Tokyo tour in February, and then in March that's when they're coming to the US for the Atlanta and Texas shows, and then a week after that they're doing the encore show in LA.
So the crazy part about this is this was kind of unexpected, but at the same time
we kind of assumed
that they would do something like this.
I low-key didn't want them to.
Well, first off, let's start off with the date. Not dates. It's a single date, but we'll get to that or after I say this. March 13, Friday.
Hmm?
Wait, what? Why do I have March 13?
I don't know.
What is the date? I lied.
It's March 31st.
Oh, I think I switched the numbers. Reverse. March 31st, so the end of the month of March next year, 2023, is going to be when they come for the encore, and it, of course, is at the Bank of California Stadium.
Yeah,
which
same
is where
one.
Twice had the encore, and where we're going to be seeing Blackpink.
Yep.
And there's only one date announced, but because we all know better, we know that JYP, because this the 31st is on a Friday, we know JYP is going to pull the same shit, and it hasn't been confirmed or guaranteed, but I will say 99% chance they will add a second date, which will probably be on that Saturday.
Yeah, so I feel like after...
prepare yourselves for that.
I feel like after they do these ticket sales for this, for the one date in LA, a day after they'll be like, okay, second date added.
Exactly. Quote unquote, due to like popular demand or whatever. And then, so tickets actually will be going on sale for this really soon.
Fucking Friday.
So, yeah.
November 11th at 3 p.m. PST.
So, if you listen to this podcast on Thursday or Friday, then hopefully you'll make it and be ready for it. Unless you already know ahead of time, of course.
But. Right, because I feel like, oh, man, this has been advertised. I got like maybe three emails from different like all saying, like, be ready for the tickets for Stray Kids.
We will find out soon enough if they're even going to just recycle merch. Because, you know, with Twice, it's not like they did back-to-back right into the encore. Because, like you said, they're literally still continuing the Maniac tour. Then the next week, this is, quote-unquote, the encore.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to have different merch or the same merch. But we will see. Because remember, Twice had their own, like, special encore merch, which I actually kind of like better. Like, the designs are kind of cooler for the shirts. But that was some crazy news that dropped. Haley, like, looked right at me when we were at Medieval Times.
I was, like, rolling my eyes. I was, like, joking.
And I think from the looks of her eyes, I think we will be postponing our Japan trip or, like, moving it back just, like, 1 week. Because that was literally when we were supposed to be leaving for or going to be in Japan.
Right.
We're doing it, huh? Because I thought you're like, oh, I'll think about it.
Yeah,
I think you thought about it in that moment already. I don't even know why you're like.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I think about it, it's like, I should just go see them again.
You should. It's like you're, it's a necessity. Because Stray Kids controls your life, for sure.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, I honestly, like, in the back of my head, I kind of had a feeling they would do this. Just because I was like, they're not going to just come to Atlanta and Texas at the end of March. And then to LA.
Yes,
there's no fucking way because they always come to LA. They like love LA.
JYP loves LA. I mean, shit, he dances here in Venice Beach, right?
See, that's what I'm
saying.
He
sees like all these Clipper games and watches
basketball.
So I was
like, guaranteed he's probably like, yep, we're going to send him to LA again. And that's going to be like the last show, supposedly.
Well, that means you're going to finally see some Case 143 in person.
Yes. That's why I want to go.
The goal is
barricade,
right?
It is.
Always. The goal is always barricade. If only they did like the ultimate VIP like what Blackpink did.
I wish.
Because that was the best kind of experience. For the price.
I feel like with JYP though, they do not utilize. Well, Twice doesn't even have a membership for global fans, right?
No, it's just for like Japan and Korea.
But then like, because for Stray Kids, we have the membership for a stay. But they've never utilized it for, like,
pre-sales.
Concerts or anything like that. It's only for, like, fan meets in Korea.
So,
which is so shitty for us. Like, why even give us the international membership if you're not even going to...
That makes such a big difference.
I know.
I mean...
I'm, like, upset because I was like, shoot, I got the stay membership just recently and then they're not even going to utilize it.
The membership was a game changer for Blackpink and BTS.
Yeah.
Like, those actual memberships that actually, you know, you get the benefit of, like, something called pre-sales.
Going first, yeah.
So, because the early bird, like we said, that's the reason why we had really great seats in Dallas.
Yeah.
We even got to meet Blackpink.
Right.
And then, now we're going to be seeing them, like, up close, barricade, where we were baptized by Nayeon. The exact same seats.
You know what? I really, really want the same seats that we got for Twice and Blackpink for this Stray Kids concert. Because it's at the same venue. I love those seats so much. Like, I want those seats for Stray Kids.
I hope so. Well, we will find out with your lucky account this Friday.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
So, yeah. So that's the breaking news. Of course, because we usually go to Stray Kids and BTS later on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just had to get out there because, damn, this was insane. Like, everyone went, you know, all stays went nuts.
I know. Like all of me and my stay
unexpected.
Friends were all freaking out. We're like, oh, my God.
Time to start planning. Like, our friend Early, time to start planning. She's going to be coming down from Colorado. So, yep. It's going to be pretty wild that this coming Friday and, of course, the end of March next year.
Yeah.
So that means Haley's covering these tickets since this is the boy group.
I'm broke as a joke, but whatever.
And, So, yes. So, thank you. If now, I don't even remember if I said it, but this is the Permission to Stand podcast. And you can check us out on Instagram and TikTok. We got a lot of videos from Blackpink recently. Mm-hmm. You know, all the different... we had pretty damn good videos because we were pretty damn close.
We were barricade. In the front of the extended stage. And, that is as close as you can get.
So, we have really cool videos up there. We're kind of active on Twitter sometimes, usually only when, like, it's close to concerts, you know, for info and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, check us out there. You gotta leave us messages and DMs. We've been both trying our best to, you know, keep up with, like, the messages people have been sending us. And with that said, we will get into all the different K-pop news because we actually have a nice platter, like a variety platter. Like, it's not just...
Of all different
of
groups.
Of all kinds of groups. Gen 3, Gen 4, Gen 2. So, this is going to be pretty interesting. Let's start off first. We were just talking about Blackpink.
Yeah.
So what was crazy was Rosé was here in the middle of their tour.
I know.
She was here at LACMA, mm-hmm. which is the LA, Los Angeles. What is LACMA? It's like modern art. What's the C stand for? I don't freaking. LACMA's like, so yeah, she was here. Which is crazy because, yeah, they're in the middle of their tour. They just finished Atlanta, I think. And, she was sitting with, like, Kendall Jenner.
Mm.
And her cool, like, damn, her outfit looked cool, really cool. She looked like an anime nun.
Yeah, she did.
Like, her, like, with that veil on top. She looked really pretty damn hot and pretty cool. She was there. So, it's, like, for, like, some film, art and film gala. And, of course, you know, continue the tour. She has to go back.
Yeah, she's in Toronto now.
Yeah, that's why. It's wild.
She freaking must be tired.
It's funny because I think while she was here at the gala, like, you know, I feel like Jisoo and Lisa are always shopping. Mm. So they always check out, I think, all the local, like malls. Because they were spotted again at the local mall.
So all of them were here in L.A.?
No. I'm sorry. That, like, in Toronto while Rosé was here.
Oh, I see.
But do you remember? We saw pictures of Lisa and Jisoo. I was very upset at myself for saying no to your idea. Haley was like, oh, let's go to the mall. I'm like,
this is when we were in Texas.
Yeah, this is when we were actually in Dallas trying to figure out what to do that day while we were waiting. And we're like, well, there's some other stuff we wanted to check out. So we ended up doing that. But of course, Lisa and Jisoo, and apparently Jennie too, they all went to the damn mall that Haley was like, let's go here. So never again will I listen to myself. And from now on, when we're like...
Girl instinct, you go to the mall when it's raining.
When it comes to your girl groups, yeah, I'll just follow along. So I'm still sad about that. And let's see, Rosé. Oh, and here, Gen 3. Is Shiny Gen 2 or Gen 3? Gen 2? Between
Gen
the cusp?
2.
Okay, so Gen 2. So we got some Shiny news. Because Minho is actually going to release his first solo album. Because he had, I guess, the single,
solo
right?
Song, yeah.
I didn't know that it was, like, just the solo song. So I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's his
first
solo
album.
Because Keys was really good. Keys just had his.
Songs are really good. Like, his albums.
And you know what's even better than Key?
Tame.
Key with,
sorry.
I was going to say Key with Minho. Key and Minho are, like, an old couple.
Oh my God, they're like a married couple.
They have this really cool series. It's hard to find on, like, YouTube, like, full episodes.
That's why.
But just look up Key and Minho. Like, they're, like, a married couple. Like,
yeah.
Key, like, we were talking about this. Key is such a different person, like, personality-wise from his own persona on the stage.
He's so, like, cool and, like, I don't know, like, really, really, like, intimidating on stage, but then, like, off stage, his persona is so different. He's just, like, freaking
He's like
silly,
a whiny housewife.
Yeah.
Because husband is Minho.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's cool that they're going to be doing that. And, like, you mentioned just now.
Yeah.
Taemin.
Yes, Taemin. Finally, he's going to be discharged from the military, which seems like fucking forever.
It does.
I feel like we've been talking about this forever. But he's getting discharged at the end of this month, November. Freaking finally.
Oh my gosh. I really hope he's like gonna that he starts like, I mean, I know he needs time to probably just like maybe relax or chill for a bit, but I'm really looking forward to like whatever song or project he works on next.
Yeah, I hope the four of them will do something together and then hopefully tour.
Yeah,
because
Taemin's the last one.
Yep. They're all done.
I'm excited. Like, I like Anyu too, because Anyu has been doing a lot of different singles too.
His music is really good too.
Plus, IU loves his voice. Remember?
Yeah, she said that if there was anyone in the world whose voice she
like
would want, would be
Anyu's. A K-pop artist would be Anyu's voice. Mm-hmm. His voice is very unique, and it's really cool. So, hopefully, we will hear more about Taemin and have more Taemin news by like at least the beginning of December.
Yeah.
I'm
sure the members will like greet him, because remember when Minho came back, they all like came to him.
I remember that, and I remember like Anyu too, like when he was like the first one to go too, right? And let's see, we have NCT Dream. They're gonna finally have their own you know how like Blackpink had one, we watched the 17 one,
all the movie, like
Astro had one. Yeah, so they're gonna have NCT Dream the movie in a dream, called In a Dream. It's going to be in theaters at the end of this month, so November 30, and it's going to be, showing till December 3rd. And if you haven't been to one of these, it's pretty cool because it's like, even like with Well, actually, no. Well, BTS was a little different because it was literally a concert.
But they've had movies. Remember, right. We watched them, like Burn the Stage, Break the Silence.
And it's going like, to be a concert. And then in between each set and stuff, you will have a little bit of intimate like interviews among members. And it's pretty cool. I liked it a lot when we went to see the ones we've seen.
I wish Stray Kids would do one.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
cried during the Blackpink one, remember?
Yes, you did. The Blackpink one was sick because we watched it on Screen X. Yeah. And I still cannot believe we watched a Blackpink documentary concert in Screen X. So it's like three screens. It was like felt like a 3D experience of Blackpink. So that was freaking awesome. So that's going to be coming up. And it's going to be, I guess, their concert that was held at Olympic Stadium. The second concert, The Dream Show 2 in a Dream. I guess it was earlier this year. So that's something to look forward to for all the... What's their fandom?
And it's like, it sounds like netizens, but it's not.
The NCT netizens. I will look that up. Talk to the people.
Oh, I guess I can go into my other boy group that I used to stan a long time ago before they got screwed over by their company.
I think, okay, I'm back. You got it? I'm back. And yeah, like NCTzen.
See? Yeah, NCTzen. I don't know how to pronounce
it. That's kind of clever. I get it. I get where they're going with that. They're citizens. I feel like Gen 2, Gen 3 still has, you know, really good ones. It's Gen 4 sometimes is a little questionable for Gen some of the fandom. Oh,
Except
for Shiny, unless you want to... That's the only Gen 2 that
Shawol?
I can be with.
Shiny World.
God. I know, but Shawol, it's like a... What is that? Like a busted shovel? Shawol. Or like Shawol. Some weird... Like I think of a spork, but like a shovel. So I don't even know.
I don't know.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was talking about BAP.
Ah, yes.
This was the group that I was obsessed with.
This was your... Like, this was your group before, like, any other group that we talk about. Well, this is, like, before your BTS, before your Stray Kids.
Yep.
After Big Bang.
After Big Bang, yeah. It was BAP. True. But, so, they're, one of their members, Youngjae, he's going to be enlisting in the military.
Is he, like, a Mongnae or something? Or, like, because I feel like...
No, he's not the Mongnae.
Oh, so they haven't listed yet, though? Okay.
But he's the one that's going next. And then the other members, they got together and had a dinner. And it was really cute because he posted it on his Instagram. And then, like, because we were called babies. Their fandom is babies.
Good thing they didn't call bunnies, because now New Jeans has that.
Yeah,
this is the group that we're talking about that like has a similar light stick. Like they're the first one that has like a green bunny.
Yeah, their light stick is Matoki, which is bunny in Korean. In Korean,
I see.
But so I was talking to Charissa and Drilla because they're huge babies as well. That sounds so funny. But
yes, they're the biggest babies ever.
But so we were like excited to see them together. But then. Charissa, because like her bias in the group was Himchan. He's not with them anymore because he's the one with all the sex scandals. She obviously doesn't like him anymore because he's fucking creep. But because we were like talking about BAP and she like looked up to just see what like Himchan is doing. She's like, oh my God, he has like another freaking lawsuit against like doing like sexual harassment.
Can't keep his hands to himself.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's like a sex addict or something. But it's like really saddening to see like the other members are doing so well. They all have like their own like solo careers and like getting on with their life, and he's just like doing all that jail time still.
Well,
it's sad.
Well, at least he's not in the group anymore, just like Seungri, right?
Yeah,
with Big Bang. So
like obviously all the other members of BAP are all really close still, and then they just cut Himchan out for obvious reasons.
I hope we don't hear about any scandals like this, you know, coming, because I feel like a lot of these ones are from Gen 2.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard anything, you know, like Gen 3 wise or like Gen 4. And hopefully all these, you know, these new generation K-pop groups have learned from past mistakes of like Gen 1 and Gen 2. Because damn, you don't want that direction to happen to you.
Yeah. It's like, I'd be devastated if anything, like, you know, with BTS and then Stray Kids. Like, I don't want to hear that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah. That'd be so weird. And at the same time, like, it just sucks. Like, a devastating kind of thing. You know, since we talk about Big Bang really quick, you know, Top. We talked about Top. Like, he has his, that wine thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember we talked about his collab. So, like, I guess, he's, you know, he pushed that back. But the cool thing was, during his recent birthday celebration, like I guess it was in Seoul. Mm-hmm. So he sent cases or, you know, like his wine is actually like, I think imported from France.
Oh.
So it's not like just like, he's actually like, you know, it's quality wine.
Right.
What was cool is, there was a lot of fans over there.
Mm.
And you remember this is his wine label is called T-Spot.
That's
the
right.
The T-Spot.
Instead of T-Spot, it's like, the T-Spot.
Oh yeah, the T-Spot. Right. Top. Hitting me right in the T-spot.
Oh, God.
So a lot of fans were there, you know, because he's celebrating his birthday. And what was cool was he actually was nice enough. And, like, I guess he made a promise, too, like, that he was going to give some out. He mm-hmm. gave it out to a lot of fans.
How did they get it, though?
I don't know the details, but, like, literally.
Maybe they, like, signed up for something.
I don't know how it really happened, but that's kind of cool. So he gave out the wine. He kind of actually talked with some of them.
Yeah.
And he also informed them and that, you know, we would be seeing his solo album coming soon.
Excuse
so it's going
to
be an album.
Solo album? Fucking
yes.
Finally. What the fuck, G-Dragon?
He's
where
busy.
Are you at?
He's busy modeling, working out, taking selfies at the gym.
He's
and
dropping like
pictures
these,
with cats.
He's dropping these thirst traps on his Instagram stories where his butt is all like fucking ripped. I'm like, hello, can you come back and give us a song? At least Top is coming back. Bless
yes.
his soul.
With wine and music, so
and his Japanese robots
and his robots, pets. Of course, two robot pets, and so that was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it because I really like Top.
So he's for sure coming out with an album because
he said he told them
okay
he would be seeing them. He would be seeing them soon, like his fans,
okay.
because his album is coming soon.
Okay.
So he's been working on it.
Because you know what, like I don't know, like on one of my memories on Instagram, it showed like me posting a. 2 years ago, G-Dragon, like, he had done an interview and he was like, prepare for my next solo album.
Oh,
2 years
I
fucking
see.
Letter and never, later, it never came. I'm like, what the hell? Top
so
better not be trolling me.
So that,
I'm
can't
like,
get our hopes up.
I'm traumatized from that. So I'm like, are you sure he's
going
to come back?
Because
so, I'm hoping.
Nothing, we haven't heard
no.
shit from G-Dragon ever since he
no.
said that.
So I'm like, we'll see.
Also, so another one. Now we're talking about EXO. Do you know, like, are you familiar? I know only a few of the members. I don't,
yeah,
I'm not as
I
familiar
know.
As you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, Luhan, but
yes.
he's a former member?
Yes. The thing with EXO, they're, like, always in and out with the members. So, Luhan was actually one of the Chinese members from the EXO-M.
Oh,
Mandarin.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
I see.
I mean, I think he went, a lot of the Chinese members actually, like, left.
And I remember their music videos were really cool. Like,
yeah.
the dance ones, man. But, yeah, so, actually, he got married. To his girlfriend, which is pretty cool.
How long have they been together? Did it say?
I think it's for a while now,
that's
but I didn't.
Good.
I don't know exactly how long, but it makes me think and look forward to like what will happen with you know like in the future with the BTS Stray Kids because we're obviously gonna get old and kind of maybe well never too old for K-pop and music, but just
yeah.
like in terms of that we'll you know it's kind of cool growing up with them, right? You
right.
kind of see them like grow. Like obviously, people have been watching Jungkook.
Yeah.
You know, ever since he, like, graduated high school and he's already, like, in BTS, right?
Well, middle school.
Or middle school,
yeah.
I should say.
No,
and then,
maybe.
So, yeah, seeing him and then, like, it's going to be interesting seeing it. That's why it's kind of cool when I read these stories, even though I don't really know some of the members or
yeah.
the idols. It's kind of nice to see. It's like, oh, you know, like, these people, whoever, like, you know, listens and loves EXO, I'm sure it's, like, interesting to, like, see their own, like, bias. Like, you know, if it's your bias,
having
like,
having a family,
you know, getting married. Obviously, like, Big Bang with
Taeyong. Yeah. He's, like, the one that I was probably, like, the closest.
To kind
like,
of,
yeah.
like, you're like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
he got married. And,
mm-hmm.
oh, he's like, he has
a kid. Yeah.
And, oh, G-Dragon's visiting him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's visiting the
Uncle
kid.
Uncle GD.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like that. So, I mean, and even Epic High, like, you know.
All right, Tableau. And
yeah.
he's daughter.
But like I still don't have that attachment to any of these because these are like groups that you knew, so
yeah.
like it would be the first thing for me like
with
if it BTS or something
like,
that'd be
if
pretty
Namjoon
crazy.
Gets married and has
you mean
five kids
you mean admits that he's married with five kids because
yeah.
he has that secret family
yeah.
that no one we cannot confirm but no one is denying no I'm just
oh,
kidding
no. But yeah so that'll probably be like one of the first ones like if BTS start having like family because I mean they're older they're like pushing 30 already
of course
yeah
no, so for sure that it's gonna happen I think in the next few years it'd be something there's gonna be that podcast episode if we're still going on by then
yeah
that'd be really fun to talk about and you know we'll look back on this episode So yeah, so that's kind of cool. Even though I don't really, all I know is like Kai,
and, from EXO,
and Baekhyun? I forgot. Yeah, Baekhyun. There's another one too. Shit, I just don't remember the names. I can see their faces in my head. But yeah, so that's. I mean, it still sucks for Kai. He was supposed to be here.
No, I know.
For camp, but hopefully next year.
I hope they have an SM Town family concert next year. No, actually.
You mean winter? Like this winter? Not literally winter, because she'll be part of it too from Espa. But like, remember they usually do have that, like the New Year's SM
Town? Oh, no. I meant the one that like when they came to LA. You remember with Shiny and all them before that I went and saw? Because like SM now is different, but Shiny would still probably come and you could see
because
them.
Because Taemin would be back. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Oh shit! I guess we would be going for that one for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that I even know anything, I feel like when at that time, like when that was all happening, I was barely all I knew was like BTS basically G Dragon. So now I'm very well educated and versed in the in most K-pop affairs. And last but not least, it looks like ITZY is gonna have another comeback already.
I was like, they're coming back already, but I don't even remember when their last one was.
Checkmate.
But when was that? Wasn't it in the summer?
Yeah, it was like a few months ago.
So it's already November, so...
I guess. It just feels so fast.
I know.
I know they released that English song, Boys Like You, which I actually like, Taylor Swift song, right?
Yeah,
that sounds like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it does.
So they're coming out with another one. It's called Cheshire. So like a Cheshire Cat.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to do Alice in Wonderland
theme? I don't know the theme at all, but... Oh, if you're listening to this now, it might be too late. Because we're recording this pretty early. This is like Monday.
Yeah.
But albums are already being pre-orders are already released. They have signed versions too, just like they had for Checkmate and, you know, Stray Kids and Twice had it.
And Mix.
And Mix had like signed albums too. But yeah, so they're having signed albums on the official, you know, US ITZY site.
Mm.
The thing is, because, you know, Stray Kids was very interesting because it's signed photo cards.
Yes.
ITZY, the last one, had signed postcards, very similar to like Blackpink.
Uh-huh.
Then Twice had bookmarks.
Uh-huh.
So we do not know what to expect with this. It just
says
sign.
Oh.
But I do not... You never know, because that'd be crazy and really cool if they sign the photo cards. I really like what Stray Kids did with that.
Right. If I ever fucking got mine.
Oh, yeah. Haley's still waiting for it. Maxident has been out already.
Maxident has happened like a month.
Month. They're done promoting, like you said, I think, last episode. And Haley still doesn't have... They never shipped it yet.
So, like, I don't know if anybody listening to this has had this same problem, but I'm in a group with all these poor lost souls that haven't gotten their albums yet. And there's a lot of people on Twitter. I just keep saying, like, seeing posts like, Stray Kids shop still hasn't shipped my Maxident albums. And it's been, like, over a month. So, finally, we got some gleam of hope. Today.
Oh, for real.
Some people,
hope.
Yes.
There's a little bit of light.
So it's funny because like in this group chat, like none of us know each other. We're just all like trauma bonded, I guess. And people were like, oh my God, like we got an email. Like some of them were like, I got an email like literally like today saying that their order has finally shipped. So that's like given us
sparked some hope.
Sucks though is that some people asked for refunds because they didn't know if they were ever going to ship it.
Ooh.
I know.
So
those people got refunded, so they're not going to get it. But I was like, I waited this long, I'm just going to wait it out and see what the fuck they're going to do.
It comes with signed stuff, so it's like,
yeah,
might as well just wait for it. I mean, you have nothing, like, you can always, do what Haley did. And Haley literally just, you know, like, had been able to get the albums herself because she couldn't wait just to at least have
I was album. Scared because, like, sometimes, like, the limited version, it sells out and then it resells for, like, a lot more. So I asked one of our friends, Zach, to grab me the ones from Target just so I could have it. I don't have all of them, but I got the limited one and I think the heart version. I don't remember, but I'm waiting for those signed ones. I don't even care which member at this point. I just want the signed PCs.
I hope it comes in like by this month.
I hope they're all fucking Hyunjin, honestly, but you know what? I waited this
long. You know
what?
You've been waiting this long. You will get a Hyunjin. You will get your Bang Chan. You will get your Felix.
And the other one is going to be Changbin.
Just Haley's been on a
been wrecked by a beef bin. So hard for him.
Okay, we are kind of early. Well, actually, are we early? We're not that early, actually, because we're about to talk about the boys and everything. But usually, this is where we take the time to, you know, just remind everyone. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. We obviously talk about a lot of K-pop stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can check us out
on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And I, because we have some videos up already, and
I was telling him that he needs to start uploading some of the Stray Kids videos.
I will start putting more Stray Kids stuff, because I feel like
I told him, because like I have my own personal TikTok just to like upload for myself. And then I was uploading some of the old Stray Kids concert videos from like Seattle, because I was like missing them and I was just going through their stuff. Plus
we have pretty Seattle, we had barricade seats right in the front, so it's very similar except on the opposite side of like Blackpink.
Yeah.
So damn, we were close. Like, yep. Felix heard me yelling.
Yeah.
Felix was always looking at Haley. Haley's been finding more videos of Felix like just looking at her.
I was going through my videos and I was like, what the fuck? Felix looked at me so much. Like during God's Menu when he was like bowing and doing the dance, he was like staring right at me and I didn't even notice because I haven't gone through all my videos, like really, really like looked at them. And I was like, and then even Hyunjin during Thunderous, he was like looking at me when he was dancing. I was like, damn it. So I'm uploading those. So like he needs to, because like people are going to, so many people are into Stray Kids now. And
can
then
you just upload some please to the podcast? I feel like it's a one man team for most of this. You say like, it's like you're putting, we'll discuss this. This is going to be business discussions.
But the thing with me with uploading is like I have to be in the mood, and then like
you should you know, when you're in the mood, just switch over, post a couple, but, right, on Permission to do it for our listeners.
I have to like just change the watermark, right, and just upload the same video,
and then you could after that you switch back to yours. So check us out there. We're going to be adding obviously some Stray Kids now, and we have a bunch of Blackpink.
Blackpink's gonna come up again because we're seeing them in 2 weeks.
Even right before that, I had that one Momoland one with Nancy, and then a couple Aespa ones. But yeah, with Blackpink coming up again when we see them in 2 weeks, we will definitely have a lot more. Plus, we will be barricade again. So
yeah,
my goal is to make it rain, and I want one of the members to make it rain on us.
You need to make a sign.
Oh, I will, 100%.
Don't leave it last minute again.
Why? We're very good at doing this last minute sign.
I know, fuck. It's a specialty. I already want to like make signs for Stray Kids for next year.
So that's what we'll be working on. And for sure, I will post stuff, but I really hope Haley is willing to help contribute to our listeners who want to also see Stray Kids.
Yeah.
Feed the world.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, she's been a vault. She's like locking all of this up.
Oh, I'm not gatekeeping it.
Gatekeeping, that's the word.
I'm just lazy, guys. Honestly, I'm not gatekeeping it.
I can second that. She really is pretty damn lazy. But besides that, yeah, so check us out there. Permission to Stand Podcast. We don't have as much on Twitter. We do have a Twitter, but definitely Instagram. Send us messages through Instagram if you want any questions or have any questions or want to say anything. But mostly the videos, we like posting it on TikTok because TikTok does not destroy the quality of our videos compared to Instagram.
Instagram sucks.
It like compresses the video and it like is like shit. It's like
my
pixelated.
Video is like 15 seconds and it fucking compresses it to shit. Like it's like 144p. I hate it. I get so upset.
It's like, yeah, it's pretty bad. So just if you check it out and you compare both of our all our videos from both our Instagram and our TikTok, because sometimes we have the same videos, you will see a very noticeable
difference in the quality.
So check us out there. Give us a follow, subscribe, like, even on wherever you're tuning in and listening to this podcast, because this podcast is available on all platforms. Haley, I think it's time for your BTS and for your Stray Kids.
Do I have a lot to talk about?
No.
Because I saw it, I was like, I don't really have that.
Not unless
you
have anything to add yourself. There's BTS. Oh, remember the Cookie Run? Remember the app we talked about? The game?
Yeah, they have merch now. Of course they would have merch.
Of course. It's about time. We were kind of waiting for it because, I mean, it's been a while now, technically,
right,
from when Cookie Run came out, but it's about time.
I haven't haven't even heard if anyone was playing it. That's an army. I feel like a lot of people played in the Seom, the one with the island, but I haven't seen anyone playing this Cookie Run BTS one.
Yeah, because I feel like there's just regular, you know, non-armies that just play Cookie Run. So it's like, I wonder how this is. Well, it has to be popular enough for them to actually make merch, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was...
Obviously, I'm not interested in that. But...
No, you're too interested in Felix and Genshin Impact.
Oh my god, if they do that collab, oh, I would die. Speaking of Felix and Genshin Impact, so they had like a video fan call with some of their fans this past week. And then someone asked again about Genshin. And he said that, oh, I haven't had time to play the update, the one. But he said, yes. I'm saving for Scaramouche.
Oh my gosh. It's a Scaramouche.
Yeah, so he wants to win his 50-50 for Scaramouche. Which is pretty cool to see.
I'm happy with Nahida. But yeah,
he's such a Genshin simp. It's pretty awesome, actually.
So we gotta definitely do something with that.
Oh, should I dress up as Kokomi? He plays with Kokomi.
You can.
On his team.
Because I'm going to be dressing up as Anya. Buff Anya.
What am I going to do? We have to go both days then.
Yeah, because one of the days I have to dress up as I'm 5.
Bang Chen's going to be gonna so have a sad.
Oh my gosh.
Poor Bang Chen.
This is my life now.
That's you. Yeah.
You already went into Stray Kids, but we still have one more thing with BTS. The HYBE CEO. First off, let's talk about... Actually, you know what? This wasn't even in here, but let's talk about it. HYBE. How upset are you? It does kind of tie in with one of... This is a Stray Kids and BTS combined combination type of discussion now. Because HYBE was really... I don't even know what's the word I'm trying to look for. I want to say like fucked up, to be honest. Like, and they closed...
It's so messed up.
They closed, you know, VLive is coming to an end.
They shut down VLive, basically.
Is it done already or is it closed? Not yet.
No, it's coming at the end of this year. I think like December.
So with that said, that affects a lot of artists, obviously not within the HYBE umbrella. And that includes Stray Kids, because Stray Kids, that's where Bang Chan has his Chinese room.
Right.
This is like a... You know, we just talk about this instead. But yeah, so he finally had... His YouTube, because he's going to do YouTube Live, he said.
Right, yeah.
And he had one.
Yeah, this was his second one.
So this is a second YouTube Live. And there's some things that you'll notice that's a big noticeable difference, actually.
Right.
What would you say that was?
So, like, for in the beginning of this, not VLive. See, I'm even going to say
YouTube Live.
YouTube Live Channy's room. Because, like, people, obviously, like, the stay are asking him, like, oh, because he, during his Channy's Live, he always... reviews songs from like all these different artists. Like,
that's when we discovered he's a HYBE boy.
Yeah, like he reviews from like all different companies. He's done like 17
everything
basically. So of course, like, Stay are asking him, like, giving him like song recommendations, and I guess he said, like, replying to those comments, he's like, well, Three Racha is fine. You can ask for Three Racha songs. And he said, like, yeah, Twice is good too. He said, like, anything JYP. So basically with YouTube, he can't do any other company songs besides JYP.
All JYP.
Because it's copyrighted and he'll get flagged because it's not their company, which is so shitty.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. So
that,
like,
really that limits it.
It limits a lot. Yeah. So that it makes me so upset, because Chani's room, and then like even the lives that Hyunjin used to do, dancing to like different,
like, HYBE boys.
Yeah, exactly.
They are all HYBE boys.
But he can't do that anymore either, unless they do something with YouTube. They have to figure it out. But it's super shitty, because like even if we upload, like, regular people upload stuff, they get flagged, you know, like copyright. Like, even like the streamers that we watch, right? They're like, I can't play this music because, like, it'll get taken down.
They're gonna, like, wait a second, let me see if this is like copyright.
Yeah.
So, it really sucks.
It's very strict on YouTube. And with VLive, they have like all that freedom to just, you know, listen to whatever songs and stuff on there. And now he can't do that.
I know. That was the cool, fun part when he was on VLive. It's just like he puts on whatever, and then boom, he'll vibe to it, dance to it, sing to it, whatever.
Yeah, and then he'll like... Yeah.
Talk about it. And it just sucks that whole, like... I mean, the discussion is there, but I'm sure like a little bit of the magic is gone, because now it has to stay within JYP.
I hope they can figure something out.
I don't. I mean, you, I don't want to give your hopes up.
No,
but
I know.
That's going to be very hard.
Because, like, he can only review, like, so many songs from JYP, and I feel like he's covered most of them.
Especially, it's not like every group or every, like, every group under JYP is always having a comeback or something. Yeah. This dude has it every week, right?
Yeah, he does.
So, it's like, what? There's only so much. Not unless he has to go, like, back and, like, listen to older stuff. Yeah. So, that'd be interesting, too. But at the same time,
I mean, he's done that, too, though. Like, he's listened to, like, 2 p.m. stuff and, like, all the
old... Yeah, but see, 2 p.m. Yeah, and, like, I know. It's, like, super...
super old.
Which is cool at the same time. But, yeah, like, it just kind of limits it a lot, you know?
Yeah, so I'm upset at HYBE.
She's very upset about it, actually. I'm kind of irritated about that too. It sucks that HYBE had to take down VLIVE.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was even an issue with, like, you know, the program or the service itself.
No.
There's, like, you know, a lot of, I'm sure it made a decent amount of money, but I feel like the main reason is so HYBE could cut off VLIVE.
Competition? Cut off,
yeah, other companies from using it.
That's stupid. I don't get it.
So now it's strictly just like Weverse. If you're like, if you want to check out HYBE groups, basically.
Blackpink is under Weverse too, no?
I think they have, it's just like with Stacy too.
Yeah.
So some certain companies, because, you know, I guess they have a deal.
Yeah. With Weverse. I wonder why, are like all those other groups going to go to Weverse? Like, would Stray Kids go? JYP? No,
I don't
probably
think
not.
So. Knowing JYP, he would probably want to keep his own kind of thing. Because that, yeah, because YG is, you know, like, has stuff under Weverse,
yeah,
which is HYBE. So, because, yeah, there's the global shop for Weverse and the Japan and the US shop for, like, you know, different groups and everything. And Blackpink is there.
I feel like it makes it more complicated for some reason.
And it's interesting because Stacy is there.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, all of the actual big producers and the CEOs and, like, you know, they kind of know each other too, obviously. So JYP is just JYP. Probably wants to keep it all to himself. I'm surprised, like, Bang Chan, I guess he's trying to make it so, you know, everyone could actually listen to him too.
Without having to pay. Like,
yeah,
not
exactly.
Use Bubble.
That's why. I was going to say JYP has Bubble, but I know, knowing Bang Chan, because he's really nice enough to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is probably the only other alternative.
Because it's free. VLive was free.
Why doesn't he do TikTok lives like Felix?
He doesn't. I feel like he doesn't really.
He really
like
doesn't.
It.
I know. I know he doesn't. But I'm just saying.
I like his TikTok lives, like the two that he's had.
Because I think he could play music there. It'd be a lot safer
That's
with TikTok.
True.
So I mean, he probably needs Felix to to
it's
set that up and make everything better.
I guess. I don't know, because you know, like, I don't know. TikTok it just has like a different vibe and feel to it. I guess
compared to like especially it makes sense because VLive. It's more similar, I guess. Like, it'd be like YouTube. Why doesn't he just do it on Twitch?
I wonder if people get flagged, though. But... Yeah. People were saying they're like, oh, he should just go to Twitch. But then, I don't know.
He's probably like, I don't know how to use it.
Don't worry, I still don't know how to use Twitch.
So, yeah, because I only just watch people on Twitch. But I'm sure he probably feels the same. He can figure it out, but probably is a lot of work for him. And it's mine. And he's streaming off YouTube, like the Stray Kids.
Yeah, it's from their official YouTube. So they have like a little playlist channel for him now on their YouTube. Chani's Room. And it has like two episodes right now.
Just
poor thing.
Starting all over again from scratch. What episode is he on?
185 or 6?
Jesus, what a waste. Fucking damn it, HYBE.
I know.
Ugh, can't have nice things. So that's some, you know, sad and bad news. But there was some interesting good news if you watched and caught this last episode of Chani's life.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some really funny shit that happened.
Oh, always.
Always. There's always funny shit that happens when it comes to Bang Chan. But there's some really interesting funny stuff. I'm sure Haley would love to talk about it.
Yeah, so like, I guess, you know, during his lives, Stay just asked him random stuff. And then someone asked him to do an American accent.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I don't know how many times I've watched this video because it's so funny because he's really, really trying.
You've definitely watched this a lot. You've added to the view count.
Yeah, sure. Because I'm just laugh at him because he's like, okay, I'm going to try and talk in an American accent.
Because he obviously has his Aussie.
He has a really, really strong Aussie accent.
Aussie
accent. And then so he's like, because in Australian, instead of no, is that American? No?
I guess, yeah.
In Australian, it's no, No. Like that. So he says no, and then he's like, no. And he's like, I can't do this. He was having an internal battle with himself. He's like, this is me. I'm speaking American. He's like, no, I can't do this.
It's funny. It's like a malfunctioning robot. Like,
he was really trying, but it was pretty bad because like his Australian accent is so like thick still. It's hard for him to like, and people are asking him to do all like these other different accents. I think it was like Scottish and Irish. It was really funny. He was trying so hard.
Some examples.
I'm really bad at accents. Don't ask just me. He's like trying to do Scottish and I don't even.
Scottish.
Oh, and then someone asked him to do British accent. He's like, do I do it in a posh way? He's like, top of the morning. Like, he didn't say that. I can't remember what he said, but then, like, he couldn't do it either. Because, like, his Aussie accent is just, like, super strong, I guess. He's like, I'm really bad at accents. He's like, this is so embarrassing. He was, like, getting secondhand embarrassing.
It's so funny because I think that's one of the fun things I enjoy about Channy's room is when he starts getting second, like you get the secondhand embarrassment because he's getting really embarrassed.
He actually even like said funny. That too. He's like, this is actually really embarrassing for me. Like he'll straight up say it too. I'm like, oh my God.
And then he always has that, his nervous laughs.
Yeah.
All the time. It's like every few sentences. Yeah.
Every time he laughs, though, I laugh. I feel like it's so contagious, like his little giggle.
And there's another thing that he was doing, too.
Yeah, so I guess someone had tweeted BuzzFeed, and as some of you may know, BuzzFeed does those thirst tweets.
Ah, the legend. If you never heard of it and you never watched it,
please watch it.
So BuzzFeed, if you're not familiar, you know, like they're kind of like a... They have their own YouTube channel, first of all. This is all on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big company, too, like a media company.
Yeah.
And they actually have a lot of...
celebrities.
Are they solo artists, mostly?
No, they're not. I mean, but it seems like it because they're not under a company anymore, I guess.
Right, because they had Jackson Wang.
Yeah.
They had...
Eric Nam.
They had... Mark. Jay Park. Yeah. Mark.
Jesse as well.
Oh, yeah, it's fun because Jesse... That was awesome having Jesse, because usually it's a bunch of dudes, but then Jesse and like some other, there's a couple other female ones.
Yeah, they also don't just do K-pop idols, they do celebrities too. Oh, so they've done like Ryan Reynolds and
but,
stuff
so
like.
If you're familiar with that, they do make them read thirst traps. Like
Thirst tweets.
Oh, yeah. Well, thirst trap tweets kind of thing.
Yeah, it's so funny because some of these are so vulgar, like the ones for Jackson especially, but Jackson so funny.
The thing is, because he's able to like, take it in such a funny way, and like he has like that cool swag demeanor.
God. His is so good because he's like, I want to meet these people that are saying this to me. I want them to say it to my face. He's like, can you bring them in here and let them
for real? BuzzFeed Jackson Wang, just look it up right now. Pause this episode.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Look
it's
it up.
So good.
It's so good.
Some of the stuff they say, it's like basically what you want to do to your freaking idol, you know? Like,
and we're talking about X, not
X-rated,
even, not R. We're going straight to X.
Yeah,
X-rated.
It's pretty crazy.
Even Jay Park stuff was like laughing at some of the stuff that he was reading.
Yeah, so like obviously like these like Jesse, for instance, she don't give a fuck. She
doesn't care.
So it's like these kind of idols, they can really take it, but then Channy?
Then you have someone very innocent, very. Embarrassed
very shy,
and nervous and shy.
Yeah.
Bang Chan. So it was suggested.
Yeah, so someone tweeted like, Channy's thirst tweets when BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed replied to this person's tweets and they're like, if Channy wants it, we will do it. And so like someone mentioned it on his YouTube live. And,
oh boy.
And they're like asking, so like, when are you going to do the thirst tweets? And he got so embarrassed. He was just like, he's like, I don't think I can do it because I get so embarrassed easily. And then he said, like, he said for himself, he's like, I'm a very shy person. He's like, I don't know if I could do the reaction. He's like, but I've seen what you guys write.
He sees it.
He sees it, guys. He reads all that
I'm sure they have their own personal, like, Twitters and all this stuff.
They see that stuff on private. That they're tagged in. They see it. So he's like, I've seen what you guys write. And he's like, you guys are crazy insane. Like, he said that. He's like, you guys are insane. He's like, oh my gosh, I can't even, like, how can you guys even say this kind of stuff? He's like, no, I can't do it. So, like, but then
I want to see this episode so bad, please.
He kind of had an internal battle. He was like, oh, like, he was thinking about it. And then he's like, no, you know what? I'm going to be too embarrassed. He's like, I don't. He's like, actually, the company. So he mentioned that too. He's like, the company won't allow it. He's like, they're not going to allow it.
Because, like we said, like, all these other ones that read the BuzzFeed, like, thirst tweets and everything were from outside agencies or, like, are no longer.
Yeah, they're like either.
I mean,
solo,
Jackson Wang was technically JYP.
Yeah, but I think this was after.
Then they left. No, I know. Yeah. Of course. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, after they left, like,
so
their agency.
Maybe in the future, you know, when they're done, BuzzFeed will get Channy to. But he'll probably be in, like, his 30s or something.
Oh, boy.
But then, yeah. So, like, basically, he even mentioned, he's like, I can't do it because our company won't allow it. So, like, he had that internal. Like, he maybe wanted to do it, but he's like, no, you know what, I can't. He's like, just give me the puppy interviews, BuzzFeed. He's give me all the puppies, that's fine. So I'm disappointed, because it would have been so funny to see him, because I know he's gonna squirm like crazy, because, like, some of the stuff that people say to him, I bet is crazy.
He's gonna be hiding, like, you know, like,
they're probably
covering,
like,
his face and stuff.
Bang Chan, please crush me with your muscles. But it's, like, even more vulgar than with that.
Let me lick those chocolate bar abs.
Exactly, stuff like that. But it's worse, actually. Some of them are really bad.
I was going to say boner. I was going to let me motorboat you.
I have a boner for you, Bang Chan. Oh my god, yeah. So he's not going to be doing it, unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Yeah. But yeah, it's such a waste, because I can't wait. First of all, I was thinking motorboat, but I was like, in my head, I was like, why am I about to say boner? But I was like,
boners
say, like,
for Bang Chan.
Because I was like, man, I just want a motorboat, motorboat bang.
His fucking
his
pecs. Yeah.
But I'm, what a great episode that would definitely be. That you could hit like 10 million views, Bang Chan.
Oh, easily.
In like overnight.
I would want BTS to do that stuff, but then it's like, they have to be out of their company, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder. Not unless Hybe does. We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if there's going to be a BTS thirst trap one, like a thirst tweet.
It would have to be for V.
It would be V.
Or Jungkook.
Jungkook or V.
Yeah.
Maybe RM. Because there's, like, a lot of people that, like, you know.
Oh, like
hashtag,
our friend.
Hashtag nom titties. So, yeah. Those are the three for sure. Like, that would be mostly thirst tweets for. Jungkook, V, and Namjoon. Man. I'm just praying. I want to see one of these episodes with, like, you know, these groups that we know. But like you said, it's just wishful thinking for this point.
It's good with the ones that speak English too, because a lot of them are in English.
That's true. Yeah.
It's all thirst.
Man, watching you know, Jackson Wang reply to all of it, and, you know, Jay Park.
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier. That's why Bang Chan. Yeah. You are perfect.
Bang Chan and Felix, looking at you guys.
This assignment is perfect and was made for you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sure Felix has a bunch of stuff too.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of thirst. I don't even want.
Everyone's thirsty for.
I'm about
them.
To say boner again. So basically, I think that's pretty it. Pretty much it. Yeah, I'm gonna. I need your help, Haley. Please help me with our videos. Help me post stuff for once. I'm the only one posting.
Do you enjoy it?
I do, but you think you're... I want to be lazy sometimes, too. Plus, you have a lot of the good videos. I know you shared it. We have a file. But I have to download the damn videos. It's already on your phone.
Yeah.
Please. You just have to log in.
Do I have the login for that?
Permission to Stand Podcast.
Don't give us...
TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
She's like, legit, she's like rolling her eyes and looking so, like, she looks really bored and tired of it and like over it already.
You know,
like, and she hasn't even started.
Yeah. I haven't even uploaded my 17 videos.
They're just there.
They're just there on my phone, chilling.
Yeah, we need to upload that video of Mingyu just coughing at everyone.
And then you got COVID the next day.
And definitely gave those people COVID for sure.
Yeah.
So I think with that said, we could end it here for now.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for everyone for joining us. This is the Permission to Stand podcast, where you could check us out and tune in on all platforms every Thursday. Like we said, give us a rating, a like, follow, subscribe, or whatever you need to do wherever you're listening and tuning into us. And of course, you could always follow us at Permission to Stand Podcast. Where, Haley?
Instagram and TikTok.
Because Haley will be posting videos.
I'll post one.
A day.
One.
Every couple days.
Maybe.
Yes. Do it for the people.
I posted like one in a month for my own personal thing.
That's
like,
why you do it. I don't even post for my own personal thing. Everything is literally on TikTok.
That's the job of being not an influencer. I would say.
No, definitely not. We're just humble podcasters at this point. With, I guess, media, right?
Yeah.
Literally, we're more full time just nurses, but I guess this is our side gig. So, so thank you for all your support, and for if you're tuning in and still listening to us till here. Till the next episode, you take care, stay safe, and as always,
peace. Bang titties.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.